This is a reading of The Portal of Initiation by Rudolf Steiner. Scene 5, The Synopsis. Before the inner eye of Johannes, the hidden mystery place of the spirit leaders of humanity is revealed. In a subterranean rock temple, the four hierophants stand, representing the spirit forces of the east, south, west, and north. Felix Balda and the other Maria find their way into the temple because, quote, the time is now at hand, unquote, to open its treasures to mankind. That is, to lift the truth of the temple's existence into the day consciousness of modern man. The end of the synopsis. Scene 5. A subterranean rock temple, the hidden mystery place of the Hierophants. Benedictus in the east. As you have been my true companions in realms of everlasting life, so I have come to you today to ask the help I need to weave the threads of destiny for one who must receive from us the light. Through many trials and sorrows he has passed, and has in bitter pain of soul prepared for consecration, which now shall bring him knowledge. My task is thus fulfilled as spirit messenger, to bring the treasures of this temple to earthly human beings. It lies with you, my brothers, now to carry out my work. I have revealed to him the light which guided him to his first spirit vision. That the vision may turn to truth, your work must join with mine. My word springs forth from me alone. Through you, the cosmic spirits sound. Theodosius in the South. The power of love speaks thus, uniting worlds and filling beings with reality. Let warmth now flow into his heart, and he shall realize how he draws near the cosmic spirit by giving up the vain illusion of his self-bound life. You have at last set free his sight from sleep of sense. Now warmth shall stir and wake the spirit out of his inner being. You have drawn forth the self out of his body's sheath. Now love shall make his soul grow firm, that it become a mirror, wherein must be perceived what happens in the spirit world. And love will give him power to feel himself as spirit, and so create for him the ear that hears the words of spirit beings. Romanus in the West. My words are also not the revelation of my being. Through me the world will speaks. And as you have so strengthened the one entrusted to your care with power to live in spirit, so shall this power lead him through bounds of space and ends of time. Into those spheres he now shall pass where spirits act, creative. They will reveal themselves to him, demanding of him deeds, and he will do them willingly. The cosmic builder's goals shall quicken him with life, divine primordial sources bespirit him, world-ruling powers grant strength to him, the mights of spheres illumine him, and lords of worlds befire him. Retardus in the North. You have been forced since earth's beginning to suffer me within your midst. Today, too, in your council, my word must have a hearing. Till you can carry out all you've so finely spoken will take as yet some little time. So far the earth herself has given us no sign to indicate her longing for new initiates. As long as yet no mortals have come into this place who, uninitiate, can see the spirit free from sense reality, so long am I permitted to curb your eagerness. They first must bring us tidings that new one revelation seems needful to the earth. Till then I hold your spirit light imprisoned here within this temple, that it may not bring harm instead of healing to human souls still unprepared. I give to man that part of my own being which makes the senses' truth appear to him the highest, as long as spirit wisdom can blind his inner eye. So faith may still continue to lead him toward the spirit, and all his goals of action can likewise still be guided by blind desires and passions that grope their way through darkness. Romanus. We have been forced since earth's beginning to suffer you within our midst. But now the time has run its course, which was allotted to your work. In me the world will feels that human beings are approaching. Felix Balde appears in his earthly form, the other Maria in soul form, out of the rock. Romana still. In me the world will feels that human beings are approaching, who, uninitiate, can free the spirit from sense appearance. You are no longer granted the power to hinder us. Out of their own free will they now approach our temple to bring you word that, joined with us, they wish to help the working of the Spirit. Till now they felt themselves not yet prepared for this, but clung to the belief that visionary power must stand apart from reason. They now have clearly seen where men are led today by reason, which, set apart from wakeful seeing, goes erring in the depths of worlds. And they will speak to you of fruits which through your power must ripen in the souls of men. You too, who still unconsciously have forwarded my work, you shall still further help me. If you will keep aloof from what belongs alone within my realm, so shall the place reserved for you to work remain as you have had it in the past. Felix Balde. Power, speaking to my spirit out of the depths of earth, has bidden me come hither into the place of consecration, for it would tell through me of all its sorrow, all its needs. Benedictus. My friend, so let us hear what you have learned within your inmost soul about the bitter sorrow in depths of earth. Felix Balde. The light that shines in men and is the fruit of knowledge has to become the nourishment for powers who in earthly darkness do service to the cosmic course. But now for long they have been forced to lack such sustenance. For what evolves today within the brains of men can serve the surface of the earth, but does not penetrate the depths. A fine new superstition, like a spook, haunts clever human heads. They turn their gaze toward world beginnings and like to fancy nothing but ghostly spectres in the spheres of spirit, thought out from sense illusion. The merchant would believe his customer had lost his mind, who said to him, "The mist that rises in the valley can be condensed to current coin, and with it you shall now be paid." No merchant would accept such money out of mist. Yet if he thirst to solve life's highest riddles, he willingly accepts whole cosmic structures made of nebula, if science hands them him to pay his spirit needs. A teacher who found out that untaught scoundrels wished without examinations to rise to heights of knowledge would threaten them with just disgrace. Yet science does not doubt at all that all untutored, void of spirit, the antediluvian animal could of itself become a man. Theodosius, why do you not reveal to men the sources of your light, which shines from out your soul with such resplendent ray? Felix Balde, I am called a recluse and a dreamer by those of kind intentions. The others think of me as just a blockhead who, all untaught by them, pursues his own poor nonsense. Retardus, you show us how untaught you are by speaking in such naive terms. You do not know that men of science possess sufficient shrewdness to argue about world beginnings as you have done. And if they do not do so, then know the reason why. Felix Balde, I know quite well that they indeed are shrewd enough to understand such an objection, but certainly not shrewd enough as to believe in it. Theodosius, what must be done to give forthwith the powers of earth what they so sorely need? Felix Balde, as long on earth those men alone find hearing who are unwilling to recall their own true spirit source, so long the lords of metal ores will hunger in the depths of earth. The other Maria, I gather, Brother Felix, from your words that you believe the time has ended now in which we served existence on the earth, still uninitiate, through wisdom's light, seeking to quicken spirit there, and love out of our own life sources. In you the spirits of the earth have risen, creating light for you apart from science. In me has love held sway, the love which of itself develops in the life of man. In union with the brothers who perform the rites within the temple, let us further work to bring forth fruits in human souls. Benedictus. If you unite with us, the work of consecration must succeed. The wisdom I have given to my son in him will blossom into power. Theodosius. If you unite with us, the joy of sacrifice will grow, and love will then weave through with warmth the spirit-seeker's life of soul. Romanus. If you unite with us, the spirit fruits will ripen, and deeds will quicken, which, through spirit action, grow forth from soul discipleship. Retardus. If they unite with you, what will become of me? My deeds will then prove fruitless for pupils of the spirit path. Benedictus. You will transform yourself to other life, for you have done your work. Theodosius. You will live on in sacrifice, if you will sacrifice yourself. Romanus. You will bear fruit in human deeds, if I can cultivate the fruit. Johannes, as in the previous scene out of meditation, here stood before the eye of soul the brothers in the temple. In figure they resemble men, well known to me in sense appearance. In spirit only Benedictus was the same. The one upon his left bears likeness to that man who only through his feelings wished to approach the spirit. The third resembles him who only recognizes powers of life in mechanisms and external work. The fourth one is unknown to me. The woman who upon her husband's death turned to the spirit's light, I saw her in her deepest being. And Felix Baldi came just as he is in life. Curtain falls slowly. End of scene 5.